with shares and that kind of thing. And of course, all the universities have all their information to plug and play. Landlords can get average rents from the counties, and but it's always just an average.
Right. Ashley Heughan with the Steffes Group out of Minnesota. They've got regular information on their website regarding cash rents and a guide. You can find it at steffesgroup.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade trying to rally back after a soft Monday. Numbers are next.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
On Monday, the barrel cheese dropped another 2.5 cents to 160.5. 40-pound block cheese was a penny stronger at 163.25, while AA butter stood unchanged at 231 a pound. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning is up 4, 1720 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn, just a half cent higher right now at 455. November new crop beans are up a penny at 1018. And July new crop wheat, that's down 4 right now at 574 a bushel. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 43 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy back to 50. We'll bounce back to 55 on Thursday. It'll be partly cloudy by Friday. We're talking highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Representative Tony Weed addressed possible cuts to Medicare and Medicaid during a telephone town hall meeting last night. He said Medicaid needs to be available for the most vulnerable, but he implied some recipients should not be on Medicaid.
But I think, it also means taking a serious look at reforms like, work requirements for able-bodied, working-aged, childless adults, and making sure that, of course, those that aren't citizens aren't on Medicaid, because we just don't have the funds for that.
Weed from the 8th Congressional District and Tom Tiffany from the 7th Congressional District spent just under an hour answering about a dozen questions ranging from Second Amendment rights to DOGE to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security.
Students in recovery will now have a high school in Northeast Wisconsin that's specifically designed to serve their unique needs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced Manitowoc Public School District has awarded a $75,000 Recovery High School Planning Grant. The program, created under the 2023 Wisconsin Act 72, supports the creation of recovery high schools. These are high schools with dedicated environments where students in recovery can thrive academically and personally. The schools are designed to meet the unique challenges and needs for students who are overcoming substance use and the mental health challenges that often coexist with substance use. A stolen vehicle could be considered news. A vehicle stolen from the Sheriff Department's parking lot is definitely news. And that's exactly what happened on March 4th in Winnebago County. A man stopped by the building to pick up an item. He left his car running while he ran inside. Someone else hopped in the car and took off. The Sheriff's Department believes a recently released inmate may have taken the car. They have not recovered it yet. And they remind people to never leave their car running while unattended. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, crafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a little bit of a blustery Tuesday night. I'm staying with it. That's my word blustery. Of the day is blustery. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide, 1590 AM.
I saw you look.
Damn it. He was looking at his phone, so I thought I could sneak a quick glance. 1590 a.m.
I was
1100 a.m.
Yeah, I was looking up the St. Baldrick's Day.
Yes,
and I can't find these
pictures.
Okay, so we heads, but Todd is volunteered to get his head and beard. Well, let's do
one of each.
Yeah, no, 500 bucks for the hair. Head.
Yeah,
I would be just happy with 500 total, to be honest with you.
Well, let's split it up though. Let's make it a little.
No, we got to earn more if you're doing both.
This is funny. I'm the one doing it, and he's trying to tell me how it's going to happen. I love it. I love it.
Here's what you're going to do.
Let's put 200 for the head, 300 for the beard. Or do we want
More for the head? I think it's more of a sacrifice to get your head shaved than a beard.
For me, it would be the opposite, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you Mennonite or something?
No, I am not.
Well, I just meant, are you like some religion where, you know, beard is part of your, like, you know, like the Amish or
something? No, it's just part of my personality, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
just got a text in, how much to pledge so he keeps it. So.
Oh.
No.
Right? Wow. Why not?
No.
Well, you're still raising money for the great cause.
No.
You're still raising money.
That's
Jim wants me to suffer.
He does.
No, of course he does.
He does.
Mr. Idea guy.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, we're going with $500. We're going to get that. That's the 16th.
That's this Sunday, so we've got to do it in the next couple of days.
500?
500.
We have to raise 500.
But one of the two are going to be shaved, head or the beard. One
no.
I'm going to do both.
He's going to do both. But he's look at where we're at already. We got 100. You and I, that's another 100. So we're almost halfway there. Come on, somebody donate $50.
I think we're more than that, aren't we?
150 is where we're at.
We're at 150.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Mike and Lisa, 50. You guys each 50. That's 150.
Oh, yeah. I would say Tori said 100, but that was for me to
get. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're not doing that, Tori.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Mino, join
me. Not even a chance. Zero.
Talking about St. Baldrick's coming up this Sunday. People shave off their hair too.
How did that ever happen? Do you know? What's the origin? Because up until about 10 years ago, maybe. Had you ever heard of it?
Yeah, it's been longer than 10 years.
Has it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, was there really a St. Baldrick? Who is St. Baldrick?
Yeah.
Why? How does it all come together?
Was there, Jim?
Yes. We're going to do this at the... maybe it's made up. You know what? At the 7 o'clock hour, I will do a little research, and at 7:06, when we come back...
Anybody can Google. Anybody can pick up their phone.
And so I've already done that.
I'm just saying, but Todd's already done that.
St. Baldrick is not a real person.
Okay.
So, but it's a combination between bald, obviously, and St. Patrick's Day. So the event's always held around St. Patrick's Day, so they call it St. Baldrick's.
I never put those two together. I'll be honest with you.
When did that become a thing?
Let me see. The first head shaving event held St. Patrick's Day. This says 2000.
Okay. You know what's bizarre? Okay. I am the poster child. I'm the worldwide poster child.
For many things. Mm-hmm.
No, listen to me. This is legit, Jim. I'm the worldwide poster child for the ALS challenge.
Are you?
Look it up. Wikipedia ALS challenge. What was the name of that? I can't think of the name of it. Where they pour water on you.
The bucket challenge? Ice bucket challenge.
ALS yep. bucket.
Why would you see, be everybody just, did that? People a lot more popular than you did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they the poster child for it?
I don't know. I've never heard you were till today.
Okay. All right.
That was, what, 7 years ago?
Like 10 or more.
So if I look this up, what am I looking for?
Look, just Wikipedia.
Yep. Well, I'm in Google, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look up the ALS challenge.
Yep.
You see me?
Nope.
Okay. I had a guy tell me they were at Harvard. He was looking at Harvard, and there's a big thing for it, and there's a big poster of me in the hallways at Harvard.
When?
Like a couple of years ago.
Where?
Harvard.
What school? What school?
Harvard.
I know Harvard. I went there. What school are you in? I can't. John, I walked through there with Donna because I was showing her around.
Yeah.
I think I would have recognized that.
Maybe it wasn't Harvard, but it was one of those Eastern schools.
Maybe it wasn't the ice bucket challenge. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't ALS.
I'm not lying about this. I'm going to find this, and I'm going to prove you guys so wrong.
Okay, I would be shocked.
Okay.
Shocked would be the word.
What would you donate another $50 to Todd?
Yes.
Okay.
If you are, but wait, you always change things.
No, I don't. I never change things.
You're the official poster child for the ALS.
Okay.
Bucket challenge.
How much will you pay?
The official.
How much will you pay if I'm the official poster child for the ALS challenge?
I told you, $50. You have it on your phone. Okay.
What does the headline say?
John Minow performs the ALS. Everybody did that.
It's Wikipedia.
So?
Are you on any Wikipedias?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm the national person. When you look up the Icebox Challenge, my picture's there.
Well, so I got to back up a little bit because it's not Wikipedia.
What is it?
It's Wikimedia Commons. Yeah.
That's even bigger.
It's different.
No, that's a
my name's in the headlines
of Wikipedia.
File. John Minow performs the ALS Icebox Challenge.
I see the picture now.
Okay.
Yep. But it is
local Green. Here's the description.
You kept saying it's Wikipedia.
Local Green Bay radio and TV personality John Minow performs the ALS Bucket Challenge, August 2014.
Okay.
Yep.
Nobody's doubting that.
This was thousands. Wikipedia.
This is the picture. It's in Harvard.
It's not Wikipedia.
It's in Harvard.
It's not in Harvard, and it's not on Wikipedia.
And I don't think you're the official spokesperson for it.
Okay. May I give you another? And read what this one is. Tell me what this one is, Jim. What does this one say? What does this one say? Does that say Wikipedia?
Yep.
Okay. File. Scroll down. Do you see my picture?
That is not you.
Okay. Hang on. Maybe they changed the picture.
Oh, yeah. And Harvard?
It's a great picture of you, though.
Yes. It's great.
I admit that.
Who's pouring the water on your head? Do you know?
No, I don't. Do you know? Wouldn't somebody at the
I thought you poured
radio
it on yourself.
Station?
No.
Somebody, you always had to have somebody else do it for you. It's somebody from the radio station, Todd.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody from radio station. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go. Okay.
That's big time.
That the media, local media, put together a Wikimedia and put you on there?
It's all over the world.
Oh, we got to move on here.
It's all over the world.
We just got a new text in from Brian from Green Bay who says, I'll get my head shaved for $1. Then he sent in his headshot and he's bald already.
Who does the actual shaving, Todd?
I think they've got barbers and stuff like that.
Volunteer?
Yeah.
It's kind of both. They have salon people up there. They dedicate their time, but they really give you.
I don't want to get nicked and cut.
Right.
You
and
know?
That's, I want to say that. That's why they're there. But they'll start with. You know, they have the different size. And you take the hair.
Clippers.
And then you go closer and closer to the
head. Do they put
that
toilet paper on your neck that he invented?
Maybe.
that ain't better. It's a state law.
I was at the Marines when I did that thing for the Marines in San Diego, and they had me video these kids getting shaved.
Yeah.
That was incredible. You want to talk about a traumatic experience. I mean, there's these kids that look like you, Todd, or yep. 20 years younger, but and all of a sudden in like, I swear to God, 30 seconds.
I was going to say, they don't take the hair down like they will for you. Oh, you know, they
it's like sheep. It's like shearing sheep.
You're getting.
Oh, mm-hmm. And then they just like push the guy out of the chair.
Next.
It's, you want to, that is the most shocking thing. Anybody out there in the Marines, what's that first 12 hours like? Because they had me there. They wanted me to record all that stuff and shoot all that stuff for recruiting video. And it was mind-boggling how their worlds change in such a short time. I mean, it's just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. God bless those guys that go through that. Yeah. Hey, we got a big show for you. We got Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows. Todd, what's kicking it with the cows?
So it's a run walk coming up actually later on this summer, but they want to get the word out about it so people actually get signed up for it. And it's a walk out in the country.
Denise Charlier?
Coming in from the Brown County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin, we're going to get some details about what they do with this organization throughout the entire state.
And that is cool what they do. They are, or I don't know that I know Denise, but I know Dave Steffens, who's, you know, got visual impairment. And they worked really hard to get the beepers and the walk signs.
Yeah, all of that kind of stuff.
That was cool when we did that.
Did we have him in here?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I thought you said
we had somebody from the blind in here one time, from the Blind Association, I thought.
Wasn't it
about stuff?
We had the guy from the Lions Club, which
oh,
is,
maybe that's what. Yeah. That's good. Katie's
coming in. She's the respiratory manager at HME Home Medical. They're coming in to talk about CPAP machines.
Oh my gosh!
And snoring in your sleep, right? Sleep apnea.
Is she gonna test me?
Maybe. I think we might do some fitting.
Can she test me live right here and figure it out?
We can ask her.
Okay. Because I brought in that article, Silent Sports Magazine, for Brittany Merlot. At the Birkebeiner in those places, they have those cross-country ski events now.
They have what?
Those heart things.
This is sleep apnea. This is nothing to do with those heart things. This is sleep apnea, CPAP machine.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with that? The respiratory thing?
No.
Oh, all right. Tyler Fry and Debbie Hamschild, Casco Fire Department, they've got a big fundraiser. So a lot of community events coming up that we're dealing with here today. That's awesome.
And they need to get the word out. People need to go support them.
It's that time of year.
So much fun. Yep.
That time of year. This is the kickoff.
Because the holidays are over. Yep. The bills are paid. And now let's move on. Spring's coming.
Maybe they're not all paid. I mean, I get carried away here. Got to keep. Like my dad always used to say with the preacher, he says, one for them, one for you. One for them, one for me. One. You know what I mean? He was always a firm believer in that.
That he would put all this money to bills. He wanted to keep a little cash around the house. Oh, absolutely. You got to do that. Sometimes some people will argue pay yourself first.
You know what? He never bought anything on credit in his entire life.
Yeah, that's.
Isn't that something?
That is unbelievable.
That era is
just great.
If they didn't have the cash for it, he didn't buy it.
Right. That, you know, sometimes if you go to these the seminars in financial management, they go back, they hearken back to those days. The mayonnaise jars with this is food. This
Dave
is
Ramsey, right? Dave Ramsey.
It's just, and that is exactly what they do. And credit just, but you listen to Dave Ramsey and it's like, you know, there's debt, but then there's like, wow, how could you do that? You know, I make $60,000 a year. I have $220,000 in credit card in debt, you know, with school and.
$60,000 doesn't go as far as it used to.
Right,
doesn't.
Man.
All right, we're going to send a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards for participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good look at Tuesday morning. 37 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. Forecast sunny and a high of 43, so Oshkosh is already kicking that.
Yep.
All right. Very nice. I just got a text here from Jacob. He said, I actually just sheared some sheep. Very nice.
He sheared some sheep. There was, remember I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, we didn't get to it. They do the official tongue twister of the year.
Yeah.
That's close.
Sheared some. I didn't try that. Sheared some sheep.
Yeah.
That is hard to say.
It is.
Sheared some sheep.
See?
I'm not screwing around.
I know. I can tell you. That
sheared some that is so bizarre.
That one is. And it's really.
Yeah. Did he do it? Did you do that on purpose just to get us with a tongue twister?
That. You could have said you gave some sheep a haircut. That would be, but sheared some
that
sheep.
That is really hard. Sheared some sheep. Okay.
Yeah.
Just reading about the kicking it with the cows. Man, we got some. Great people coming on today about the different events. This one last year raised, or this year's goal is $45,000 for Run Walk taking place in Wrightstown. They're coming on. We got another thing talking about the Brown County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. We've got those people coming on. A couple of great things. We've got the respiratory manager to find out if I've got, what do you call it?
Sleep apnea, yeah. What you do.
Debbie Fry and Tyler Fry and Debbie Homschild, Casco Fire Department, top fundraiser. These are great guests you got lined up here, Todd.
So she is just somebody they want
to just reading about it. Yeah.
They want to basically tell her story about how she is just so important to their volunteer fire department locally. And we have so many volunteer fire departments. Well, John, you were part of a volunteer fire department.
Yes, I was. I answered the call.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Always late.
Never made it. Well, never made it to the truck on time.
Okay, but there's a reason for that. You know what it was?
Oversleeping?
No. This would happen.
Alcohol.
You'd be in the middle of the afternoon. I was 18 or 19 years old, and you'd be, you know, the local fire. Okay.
Yeah.
But so I would run. I'd get in my car. You know those cars from the 70s that never started, right?
Right.
And the thing is, though, those guys, the other volunteer firefighters, my brothers on the force, they had the alarms in their house which would go off first.
Yep. Yeah.
So they got the big head start.
Yep. You didn't have.
When they get four, they leave.
What's that?
When they get four, they leave.
For what?
People there on a truck. Is that?
Oh. Wow. Six?
John was never there to know how many
were on a truck. I almost got run over that one time. Like, I had to spread myself up against the wall.
But did you ever meet at the fire? Or do you have to go to the station first?
I would have had to drive in, you know, because I was going to put on my brother's gear. I don't know if I would have been driving around town in my fireman's outfit. the big, yeah. They wore the big rubber suits. Yeah. I mean, the big bibs and the.
Oh, it's heavy stuff.
The whole thing. It had to be 90 degrees and be wearing that stuff. Mm. I just so wanted to jump on the back of that truck and hang on.
Yeah.
And just ride to the. Oh man.
That's
that would be a great show. Emergency UP, right?
Yeah.
Just the Upper Peninsula.
Going the wrong way.
Mainly cars in the ditch.
And there's Mino at the very beginning of the show.
Why was it? How come 70 cars? You can say what you want about classic cars. 1970s cars were junk in a lot of ways. I'm sorry. Nowadays, cars start without I mean, they were beautiful cars. I loved them. Loved the whole thing. But, man, there were engine problems and ignition problems. That's when they started with the fuel ignition and all these. And they didn't have the kinks worked out right.
Right, right.
Man, that was frustrating. Yeah. Beautiful cars, but they had some issues. What did you have again?
A 69 Super B and a 72 Cutlass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What, that 72 Cutlass? That's a big car.
That's a fast car. Those cars are a lot faster.
Didn't that have that 440 engine, which was like the biggest engine at the time? I think the Cutlass was the one where the insurance companies finally said, okay, enough. You go any bigger than this, we're going to like double our rates. Because there are so many tickets and stuff from those cars. I want to say that was the biggest engine.
It wasn't that big of a car, though.
But I think it had, like, they just kept pushing each other.
And it, like, it was like a Riviera.
Yeah.
That was a great car.
My brother had one. Yeah, that's Buick Riviera. Those were awesome.
That was a good car.
Yeah. Those were huge.
Those were, that.
And they had that. You know what they had that was really cool?
The back, the trunk.
Well, besides that, no, the headlights had those covers.
Oh, yeah. They came out. They flipped up.
Yeah.
Those would be it. That's what I drove a lot of was that 69 Super B I drove forever. And then the 72 Cutlass. I actually didn't buy them when they were 72s, right? I mean, I bought them used.
So what was your first car, Mino?
Karmann Ghia.
That's right. I remember you telling us that.
Yeah. Yes. Air-cooled engine. It was unbelievably cold in the winter. No heat whatsoever. I'd carry a blanket with me in the car. I'd have to scrape my windshields from the inside. Terrible car for winter. Nice little cars, but terrible cars for the winter.
Sounds like a, I don't know that car.
Like a Volkswagen?
Yeah, see.
Like a sporty Volkswagen.
I'm surprised your dad let you get that. Because
it was my brother's, and he gave it to me.
Yeah, but you got to get teenagers in a bigger car just for accidents.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would never get my kid a small car, right?
It taught me how to use a stick, which was great.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, four on the floor. I mean, that was nice.
Okay.
Chuck says, hey, do you think kids today could kickstart a car? Would they even know how, Chuck? Did I tell you about my most embarrassing time having to kickstart my car?
What does that mean?
Push it, have somebody push it and pop the clutch.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, everybody's done that in that era.
I didn't know that was called kickstart.
I didn't either. We always called it popping the clutch.
Yeah. Okay.
Got another text here. Mino as a firefighter, 3 hours to each call, stopping to get gas and pasties.
See somebody you know, pull over.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my most embarrassing, I think I told this story. The day at Lambeau Field, I had that car, a little Mazda piece of crap, and it was four on the floor, and the ignition was bad, and I'd have to park so that it would go downhill and coast and pop the clutch.
You'd have to get going that fast to pop the clutch.
No, get the wheels rolling.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you felt like you were a scientist when you got that thing. When that thing came
to
life.
You felt like you're hot-wiring
a
car.
Oh, did you feel cool. Yeah.
No keys.
Especially if you had a chick with you.
Watch this.
All right. We got another quick break. Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows. Coming up next.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are in Saudi Arabia for talks on ending the war. The Ukrainians proposing a mutual pause on long-range strikes from the air and the sea. Market futures are higher this morning following their worst day in 2.5 years. Investors worried about a possible recession amid a growing trade war. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president has said that he is not using Wall Street to dictate his decisions, but when he imposed tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods earlier this month, the stock market did take a hit. The president reversed course and paused many of them. Overnight, Republican Senator Rand Paul saying that when the stock market is tumbling in response to tariffs, it pays to listen.
Former Philippines strongman President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested at the Manila airport. He's accused of crimes against humanity and has cracked down on illegal drugs in the country. President Trump eyeing the territory. Parliamentary elections beginning in Greenland today. Voters choosing who they want to shape the island's future. This is ABC News. Hundreds of